I already knew in my heart. I had already spoken to Ian and Corey about, I thought, this is, the Lord is adding leadership to the congregation. And so we received John, and before long, less than a few months later, he was ordained as a shamash. Then he was ordained as an elder. And I can't tell you what a difference some people make. Some individuals, you know, like me, I'm just another one that shows up or something like that. But when John goes to something, it changes, and it changes for the better. In 10 years, he has not slowed down a bit about his commitment. You can ask his wife how sometimes he even makes her, annoys her a little bit, that he just is who he is. But he is who he is. And we are so blessed. John, it's just my real pleasure to have you speak to us. Me first.
Thank you.
First name.
How about now? I got it.
Done.
No, I'm not done. I am not done. The Lord's not done. Excuse me. Yeah. There's a couple of things I want to talk about first before I begin the Lord's message. This man's been on my heart for the last couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, and I didn't know how to get a hold of him, didn't know what the status was or anything. And he comes walking through the door. Dorian.
Amen.
We're so glad to see you, man. Yeah. It's been a long time, and we missed you. And the other guy that's going to come walking through the door very soon is Ryan.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. 2 days. So that means he'll be here for Shabbat. Maybe? Okay. Okay. He still has a little control in his life, so we'll let the Almighty dictate his schedule, not us. Amen. Whew. Well, nobody knows. The person that was released sometimes doesn't even know. Right? Good to see you, Dorian. Today's Aliyah from Hazinu is Deuteronomy 32, 19 through 28. And it says, Adonai saw, and he spurned his sons and daughters out of vexation. He said, I will hide my face from them. I want to see their hereafter. For they are an upside-down generation, children with no faithfulness in them. They made me jealous with a non-god. They vexed me with airy idols. So I will make them jealous with a non-people. With a foolish nation I will vex them. For fire has ignited in my nostrils. It will burn to Sheol beneath, devour the earth and her produce, and scorch the foundations of the mountains. I will heap calamities upon them. With my arrows, I will finish them. Somebody just said that. Somebody had a testimony today, didn't they? About when the Almighty says, that's the end, that's the end. Well, he's speaking now. It's going to be the end. Wasted by famine, ravaged by plague and pestilence, no, so bitter. Fangs of beasts I'll let loose on them with venom of creepers in the dust. This is from the TLV. Outside, the sword deals death, and inside, terror. To both young men and young women, infants, men with gray hair, I would have said, I will hack them to pieces, make the memory of them cease from mankind. Except, I dread the taunt of the enemy, lest their foes might misconstrue, lest they say, our hand is held high, and Adonai has not done all this. For they are a nation lacking counsel. Among them there is no understanding. Jacob, can you turn down the pulpit light a little bit, please? Thank you. In Revelation 15:1, it says, then I saw another great and wonderful sign in the heavens. Seven angels who have seven plagues. The last ones, for with them God's wrath is finished. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire. And those who had overcome the beast and their image, his image, and a number of his names standing by the sea of glass, holding the harps of God. And they are singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and wonderful are your deeds. Adonai Elohe Tzevaot. Just and true are your ways. I would sing this, but no. O King of the nations, who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All the nations shall come and worship before you, for their righteous acts have been revealed. So, this past 10 days of awe, culminating in today, I believe this is John speaking. I believe that this Yom Kippur is the most important Yom Kippur in our lifetime. Why do I say that? Look at what's happening in the world today. Look at the changes and the tremors of evilness that has occupied not only our land, but the globe. Evil is at its epic height. And we have seen absolutely nothing yet. We think we're a little scared now. The things that are coming down the pike, that's really very soon. The wheels are put in motion that there's only one person that can stop these wheels, and that's Adonai. Man can't stop it. They've put into motion things that we only dreamt of in our younger youth when we sat in churches listening to prophets saying, the Lord is coming. Well, the Lord is coming. And He's coming for us, and He's going to do away with them. And who is them? Those who do not obey, those who do not submit their lives, and those who do not walk in his ways. They're gone. And there's nothing that we can do to stop it. Okay? This is not a doomsday message. So even though I sound a little that way, it's just serious times. And we have to be brave. We have to follow what Adonai is teaching us, walk in his ways, and we will overcome. And we will stand there and we will sing this song. Amen? Because those who have overcome will be the ones standing there. Right? So it doesn't matter what man can do to us. What can he do? Take our life? Well, it's quicker I go home with the Lord. But he can make it pretty difficult. So you may ask, on this special day, why do we wear white? Why do we wear white? Does anybody know the answer? Not you, Rabbi. Does anybody know the answer why we wear white? Yeah, pretty much. So without going into Jewish traditions, Rabbi, let's look at Scripture. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. To the angel of Messiah's community in Sardis write, thus says the one having the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your deeds. Uh-oh. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains that was about to die. Uh-oh. He's calling us to wake up. It's not about sitting in those chairs, family. It's about waking up. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. What's today about? Repentance. If you will not wake up, there's so many confirmations to this message today. Wow. Thank you, Lord. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know what hour that I will come upon you. But still, I have a few peoples in Sardis who have not stained their clothes. They will walk with me in white. There you go. We will walk with him in white. Because they are worthy. We will be called worthy. That's pretty humbling. The one who overcomes thus will be dressed in white clothes, and I will never blot out his name out of the book of life. What do our Jewish brothers doing? What is one of their sayings?
You can inscribe the book of life.
Yeah. And once they're inscribed, he will never blot out his name. And will confess his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Ruach is saying to Messiah's communities. The heavenly throne of Adonai. Revelation 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door was standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard speaking with me. Okay? Said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. Immediately I was in the Ruach, And behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one seated on the throne. The one is capitalized. Who is the one? And the one who was seated was like jasper and carnelian in appearance, and a rainbow around the throne. This is not the gay rainbow. It's the same rainbow that Noah saw. It's the same rainbow that Adonai promised that he would never flood the earth again. Like an emerald in appearance, around the throne were 24 thrones. And seated on the thrones were 24 elders dressed in white clothes with golden crowns on their heads. And out from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and clashes of thunder, and seven torches of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne was something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Can you paint that picture in your mind? Can you paint that picture in your spirit, Kyle? Can you see it? Yes. Like the sea of glass. So, why Yom Kippur? A man that I value so much. Sam and I, that guy right over there, flew down to Miami yesterday. I have no idea why I asked Monday, hey, you need company? He said, sure. Oh, by the way, it was a test flight. Just finished the annual inspection. Wasn't able to fly it Monday because he finished it Monday night. I was the subject of a test flight. I'm standing here. I may be a little sore because that seat was absolutely worthless. Yeah? Good. I'm glad. Yeah. So while on that test flight, we were talking to each other, and he gave an answer to a question that was not yet asked. Why is Yom Kippur so important to us believers? It demonstrates every year a reminder of what we must avoid doing. Father, we have sinned against you. It's a constant reminder of what to avoid. Yeah, we could, you know, repent. It doesn't take today to do it. It can be done at any day, at any time, any moment. But today is special. Today we repent along with all of our Jewish brothers and sisters who don't know the Messiah. Leviticus 23:26. Adonai spoke to Moshe saying, however, the 10th day of this 7th month is Yom Kippur. It is a holy convocation to you. So you are to afflict yourselves. You are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. You are not to do any kind of work on that day, for it is Yom Kippur, to make atonement for you before Adonai your God. For anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. So I'm going to touch on a touchy subject. What does it mean to afflict yourself or deny yourself? You are to humble yourself. Now, in Maimonides, it talks about it's the same as fasting. But what are you fasting from? I'm not saying we don't fast. I don't set that. We fast. But other scriptures, other versions of the scripture say, you shall afflict your soul. Not eating doesn't affect your soul. But recounting the ways that you disappointed Adonai does. When you recall the times that you sinned against Adonai, and you feel the pain, the emotional trauma of what you've done, that's afflicting your soul. It's not just about food. It's about the ability to be made clean. To be made white. To me, that's all it's about. How wretched of a man am I? How unworthy. Why would I not deny my soul? He's laid it out plain and simple. We who deny ourselves and our soul can stand in His presence and wear these clothes as robes of righteousness. But for anyone who does not deny himself on that day, he must be cut off from his people. Anyone who does any kind of work on that day, that person I will destroy from among his people. Family, we must deny ourselves. There are so many things out there that capture us and takes us away from our Heavenly Father. They may not be bad, but for 24 hours, can we not deny ourselves? You should do no kind of work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It is to be a Shabbat of solemn rest for you, and you are to humble your souls. Family, we are to be an example before the nations. That one, it is a holy, set apart convocation. We are to be here with our brothers and sisters in fellowship with God because He's here and He's calling you and He loves you. And when you repent, He wraps His arms around you and says, "Welcome back." Two, afflict ourselves. In a dictionary, I won't say which dictionary because it doesn't really matter, to distress with mental or bodily pain, trouble greatly or grievously. It should grieve us when we sin against Adonai. This day is set apart for us to remember and to repent. Three, that with repentance comes restoration. Four, as I said before, I believe that this Yovel, Yom Kippur, everything changes. Everything. The Jubilee, Yovel in Hebrew, is observed once in 50 years, following the seven cycles of seven-year Shemitah, or sabbatical years. Rabbi, you've taught so splendidly on this. Like the Shemitah year, the Jubilee is one in which no agricultural work is to be done, and the land is to lie fallow. This nation has not done that. When the farm belt started, they never stopped. They never gave the land its due rest. And now we're going to suffer for it. Well, we may not suffer, but God will supply our needs. But Jubilee is about also some additional rituals. According to Maimonides, there is a commandment to consecrate the Jubilee year and to sound the shofar on the 10th day of the month of Tishri. That's not in our schedule. Can we do that? Is it? Okay. On the bottom.
That's the last thing that Stephen prayed to do.
Good. These are both specified in Leviticus 25, 9 through 10, which states, "Then shall you cause the shofar to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month on Yom Kippur, shall you sound the shofar throughout all your lands. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty through all that the land, to all the land and to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you." This verse is inscribed on a Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Anybody know that? Who knew that? Here's what it is. King James, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. That is inscribed on the top of the Liberty Bell in a band. Tell me the Lord didn't know what He was doing. Additionally, the Torah mandates that all slaves are set free and that all land shall return to its original owners. Are you a slave to something? What has captured your heart? At the close of this service, you'll be handed the opportunity to just finally give it all up. you will be set free if you want it. That's the key, right? You want to be set free? Well, I know a father who is willing to make that happen. Right? This day and age has more confirmations of judgments and the returning of our Messiah than 50 years ago. That's why it's this Yom Kippur, Yovel, is so important. Famines, droughts, disease, wars, and rumors of wars, just to name a few. I know there's some prophetic people in here. I don't have to go down the list of everything that's going on. If there's somebody in here who doesn't know, find one of us and we'll tell you. If you can't see what's coming, then allow the Almighty to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and restore a clean heart within you. You can't see it because your heart's not clean. However, most forget the true and righteous judgments of the Father. Why do some have such an aversion to the fact that we will be judged according to our deeds? If you were to mention that we will all one day be judged, you will get no argument from most Bible believers. If you say that we will be judged according to our deeds, then you would more than likely have many of those same people argue with you. Yet, it's right there in Scripture. Revelation 22, 12 through 16. Behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me, to pay back each one according to his deeds. Uh-oh, it's right there. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. How fortunate are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify these things for you, to you, for my communities. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Seems like we're supposed to be accountable to the Almighty. Proverbs 24:12. If you say, look, we didn't know this, won't he who weighs hearts perceive it? Won't he who guards your soul know it? Won't he repay each one according to his deeds? You are accountable to know it. Denying it's not going to save you. Sticking your head in the dirt like the ostrich isn't going to save you either. It's coming. Jeremiah 17:10 through 12. I, Adonai, search the heart. I try the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. As a partridge that broods over young that she did not lay, so is one who gets wealth unjustly. In the middle of his days it will abandon him, so at his end he will be a fool. We must deal with each other righteously in all things. In Perkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, as it is said, benevolence, the doing of kindness, consists of practical deeds of personal service, as visiting the sick, burying the dead, comforting mourners, peacemaking, etc. It is greater than tzedakah, charity, in its narrow sense, as benevolence may be shown to the rich as well as to the poor. There are many, many, many widows out there who have nobody. There are many orphans out there where they don't have a home, somebody who cares for them. And we're commanded to do that. Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to his works. 2 Corinthians 5:5-10. Now the one who's prepared us for this very purpose is God. I'm glad I work for Him. Who gave us the Ruach as a pledge. He keeps His word. Right? He signed the contract in blood and He fulfilled it. Therefore, we are always confident and know that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Woo-hoo. If we walk by sight, we would be... We are confident, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether at home or absent, we make it our aim to be pleasing to Him. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Messiah so that each one may receive what is due for the things he did while in the body, whether good or bad. In these passages and in many more, there is a clear teaching that we will all stand at the judgment and we will all be judged according to our deeds. Argue that theological twist if you can. It is still in the plain text. Of course, we know that some people's aversion to this kind of talk is that in their minds, works don't work. Wait, let me go back. What does that scripture say? Works, right? Yeah, that's what it says. In Revelation, we are given a clear indication that good deeds, what are they? Blessed are those who do His commandments. Uh-oh, wait, back up. Blessed are those who do what? His commandments. That we may have the right to the tree of life and to enter through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14 again. So don't be like the rich ruler. In Matthew 19:16-22. Now behold, one came to Him and said, Teacher, what good shall I do to have eternal life? He said, Why do you ask me about what is good? Yeshua said to him, There is only one who is good. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. That's repeated so many times in the New Covenant. Keep the commandments. What are the commandments? The Torah, the book of instructions. Which ones, he said? Yeshua said, Do not murder or do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your mother and father. Love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept, the young man said to him. What do I still lack? Yeshua said to him, If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you own and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come follow me. But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he had much property. So let's see, the first indication of a heart problem is, when giving the clear instructions from the Creator of the universe that if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. And the reply is, which ones? Which ones? All of them. Let us be zealous for good deeds. Keep the commandments, all of them. Titus 2:11-14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our God and Savior, Messiah Yeshua, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. That pretty much sums it right there. And got all that done in record time. Amen. All right, we're going to continue with